Turn my music high, 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 high. Yeah.
You don't know what you're doing.
Sure I do. I'm from the streets with a hood to swallow on me. Bullets to follow on me.
Hello, what's up? Yes, it is another Friday, so everybody's feeling good and happy, and it's podcast time, and I'm gonna talk a little bit today about, I think, some one big development in my entrepreneurial journey, and who knows if another couple might creep in there as well, but for a long time, for a few months at least, I've been feeling like I've just been way too spread thin, looking at way too many things, lacking focus. I've been a mile wide and an inch deep, as they say, and I really needed and wanted, and I knew I should have been a mile deep and an inch wide, meaning like really in depth, really going in depth with one thing and focused on one thing so that I can offer value and extract value, etc., etc. And I've just been, I mean, this sounds weird to say that this is negative, but open to too many things. And, you know, if you follow me or whatever, you probably know that I've been looking at all kinds of different things. And just off the top of my head, and what I've been looking at the last 6 months, I got this part-time job doing some business strategy, I would call it, just helping like my dad's accounting firm get online and like with, you know, social media strategy and how to attract new clients and things like that. Considered a YouTube channel. I started looking at sports cards. I never stopped thinking about like fantasy football ideas and how to, you know, contribute there and like bring my ideas to life. I signed up for this amateur stand-up comedy competition through Yuck Yucks because it's something I've always wanted to do. Allegory has been ongoing. I've been applying for jobs, you know, to whether to be back in the oil and gas industry as an engineer or, you know, project management or some kind of like entrepreneurship, you know, places like Business Link where you can be in the entrepreneurial industry. So lots going on, and I'm constantly thinking about like, oh, should I go back to drop shipping, and can I you know, to, like, help people with their social medias and social media managements or a marketing agency, like those kinds of things. So really and truly, it's just been a little bit all over the place. And I realized recently, you know, being in this Thinking Into Results program through the Matrix Mindset Masters, that academy, which I still need to make sure I know I'm calling it the right thing, but they're on Instagram at Matrix Success Network. So I even get myself a little bit confused, but anyways, Mindset Masters, basically it's mindset training, and I understand and understood that really at the end of the day what my problem was lied in not only what I was actually doing, but how I was actually executing as a worker, and you know, the kind of focus that I did and did not have. So I've spent a lot of time and energy trying to replace paradigms, basically thinking the things that I was thinking weren't serving me. So why do I keep thinking those things? They're holding me back. They're, you know, causing negative thoughts. They're creating limitations. And an interesting thing that I heard recently, can't remember exactly where, but limitations are created in the conscious mind. When you're born and you're a baby, you think you could do anything. You don't understand limitations. We learn limitations as we grow. So that's what we end up living through. So anyways, spent, like I said, some time and energy trying to understand limitations and my limitations, why I think they're limitations, and replacing them with thoughts of, you know, I can do this. So with that also comes this other notion that like, I can do this, I can do that, I can do this and that at the same time. I can do anything. I can do them all simultaneously. But I'm still a human, I'm still a person, I still only have 24 hours in the day, and I still have limited capacity for, you know, execution and energy and all that kind of stuff. I don't need to explain this, but one of the things that one of the things that I've come to understand is that the thing that matters the most to your subconscious mind and how you then in turn execute, because your subconscious mind is really what it is that's helping you execute things. It's basically programming that's hardwired into your brain, like brushing your teeth. You brush your teeth a certain way because you learned how to brush your teeth a certain way, and now it's just in your subconscious mind. Somebody hands you a toothbrush, you brush your teeth the same way every time. Unless you can't consciously like think about it, but whatever, we won't go there. Point being that your subconscious mind is really what is the engine. It's the machine that helps you execute. So how do you train that subconscious mind to either do things differently or to do things a certain way that you actually want it to? Well, it's all about feelings. It's all about how you feel. The way to train your subconscious mind is through feelings. You can't do it with logic and, you know, words and whatever. The most powerful way to do it is the constant, what do they call it? The constant spaced repetition of information over time. And feelings are critical. So don't think about getting a boat. Think about how you're going to feel when you're on the boat and make that your present tense. So your subconscious mind can't, boy, I'm really getting into this stuff. I didn't really mean to, but real quick. Because your subconscious mind can't distinguish between, like, it can't reject, it accepts everything you tell it. So if you tell it, we are already on a boat, it thinks that you're already on a boat and you're that kind of person, and you then continue to live as that kind of person who, you know, makes millions, for example. So feelings are very important. And so I started to, because I didn't really think feelings were that important growing up, really started to pay a lot more attention. How do I feel? How do I want to feel? What do I want to feel? And what makes me feel good? And I thought it was like, oh, I want to have this place. I want to play fantasy football in Vegas. I want to have a property in this city, that's going to make me feel the way I want to feel. And as I studied it more, and as I kind of had it, like, you know, overcome me, as I continued to feed that to my subconscious mind, I kept thinking, like, well, how is this making me feel? Like, why don't I feel like this is motivating me? Like, why isn't the feeling of playing high stakes fantasy football really getting me out of bed? Because it wasn't. And I came to realize after, like, one of the mastermind calls that I really, at the end of the day, was just craving a hard day's work. I was craving the feelings that I used to get when I would bust my ass and accomplish something, whether it, you know, went through, whether the deal went through or not. I worked hard at something and felt really good about it. And the days that I was helping other people and seemed to make a difference to other people were even better. And, you know, I'd be exhausted and whatever it may be, like sometimes not feeling my best, like physically, but mentally I knew, and almost, I don't know if I can say this, but like emotionally and spiritually, I knew that I had done like a good hard day's work and I had made a difference, not just for other people, but also to myself, because you know what, that's what I enjoyed. Like I felt actually energized. Like Chase and I used to do markets for Allegory sometimes. And at the end of the day, standing on my feet for like 12 hours, making chai for 3 hours in the morning, by the way, and then standing in a market for six, talking to people constantly about chai, which by the way is not my passion. I like the product isn't my passion, but talking to people, helping them understand something like that they wanted to understand, seeing that like I could have possibly made a difference to like their health regimen or something like that, them expressing some sort of gratitude, I felt energized at the end of those days. I felt really good. I felt like ready to go. I wanted more. And it kind of clicked recently. I mentioned that mastermind call. It was because everybody was talking about the things that they had done, like things that they had accomplished. Oh, I did this week. We always do like wins for the week. And I sat there and like my wins were very different, paradigm shifts about money, for example, very good. But like other people were like, oh, I got this reward and I made this income and I quit my job because I have this income now, etc., etc. For me, it was like, well, why don't I have my goal like set in stone? Like, why don't I understand what I even want? Like these people are doing what they love and chasing what they want and they know it. And I still am sitting here like, fantasy football in Vegas is awesome, but it's still not like getting me out of bed. Like what is wrong? And it just clicked one day. It was like, it's that feeling. It's that feeling of hard work. It's that feeling of accomplishment. It's that feeling that I'm really after. And that's how I also, I think it was like the straw that broke the camel's back. It was like the final nail in the coffin. I don't need to keep going with analogies. It was the thing I finally realized, like, you need that hard work. You need something to work hard at, and you need to stop dreaming. You need to stop looking around. It's time, and you are craving focused, dedicated work. And granted, I did get that, and I started to get that with the work that I'm doing with my dad, because I was really able to focus on task, and I had a goal, and it was measurable, and I did it, and I knew it was something. So anyways, where I'm going with this is, it's happening, and this is kind of the first step, and so I just wanted to, like, document it and share it and get it out there, because I think it's very easy to get lost in the dreams of dreaming when, if you're anything like me, you didn't dream before, and then suddenly you start letting yourself dream, and you start looking around a lot. And not only can you be, like, stimulated and overstimulated, because that's what the world is now, everyone around the world can reach you, and you can reach anyone around the world. So if you want to look up someone who makes fantasy football videos for their YouTube channel and has found a way to profit from it, you can do it. And trust me, because I did. That's how niche things can be. And guess what? They can have like 100,000 subscribers because they're doing something that, I don't know, 100,000 people love and enjoy and have found. And maybe there's 500,000 people in the world. Anyways, we don't need to go there. But the point is that it's easy to dream and let yourself be overstimulated by all these things and like shiny object syndrome, some might call it. I was definitely feeling that way. Today, what's the date? I don't know, September 25th. I'm feeling like real good because last night I had a call with Jenny Paul. She runs an account called Live Long and Hustle on Instagram. And she's basically like a business coach. And she also pays a lot of attention to health and wellness. And her focus is female entrepreneurs, helping them to like grow their businesses. She's got all kinds of tools, and she just bleeds value, and it's really good. So anyways, we follow her on Allegory. I follow her personally. We've interacted. We've bought her products in the past. She's really good. She's really, like, to be honest with you, I don't know how she does it, because she seems to manage her time and, like, help people out and respond personally and whatever. So highly recommend, but I asked her. I just said, hey, like, can we have a coffee? I'd love some advice. Because I really miss getting advice from people since all this COVID stuff. I really stopped getting, like, coffees with people. So yesterday we had, like, a virtual coffee, and I just asked her for her thoughts, and she kind of just, she shared her thoughts and advice, and she said, like, look, it sounds like you have, like, some fragmented thoughts and ideas, pieces that you can just bring together and build your brand around. And the things that she was referring to were the small business, like, margin calculator, that spreadsheet that I put together to help small businesses, like, understand their profit margins and their unit costs, which I enjoyed putting together. I mentioned the idea of, you know, like, being like a career change coach, and seeing if I could do that. And then there was one other thing. Oh, like this business strategy stuff, and like helping businesses get online and develop their websites and have their strategy for what, where, which platforms they should actually be on and things like that. So she kind of said, like, well, you kind of have all these things, just like put them together and you know build your brand around that. And she suggested that I do some, like, quote unquote foundational work to really understand, like, well, if I'm going to do this, like, don't just jump to how do I switch my Instagram profile, you know, my personal at Sakiyama, to, you know, how I can serve people, which is what I did about like a month or 2 months ago, is I just started posting content that I thought was more relevant for people who are unhappy in their jobs. It was like tips and whatever thoughts that I could share with, like, hey, this, when I was in my job, I wish I did this, and this is what I learned, and this is why I would do this differently now. And I just started posting it. And so I asked her at the end of the conversation yesterday, like, well, how do you think I should change my Instagram? Because in the back of my mind, I was thinking, well, I already kind of tried to do this, and I would love some advice on how to do it better. And she said, don't worry about that. Everybody goes there first, but do the work first. Like, do the background, do the foundational stuff, which is, like, I can't remember. I wrote down the three questions, and I can't remember them off the top of my head, but it was, you know, who or what you can offer, who your target is, like, who would benefit from it, and how you can help them. Pretty sure those are the questions. But basically, in a nutshell, it was like, maybe you don't need to be on Instagram. Maybe that's not your thing. Don't always go there first. Figure out what it is that you can offer and how you can help people. Like, who are the people? I already explained this. I don't know why I need to say it again, but anyways, that's where I am. I haven't done any work. It's Friday morning. We had this call last night, Thursday night, and I'm really excited to go sit down and think about this and, like, put pen to paper and just, like, put some thoughts together and just start, like, hey, is this possible for me? Can I put this together? Can I be someone who can lend their experience to help new entrepreneurs build their businesses and find their way, really? Because entrepreneurship, especially when you're someone who's, like, been laid off from our oil and gas industry, who's been fucking decimated recently, you know, like, you're accustomed. What happened? My Bluetooth just turned off. But okay, I'll try it on my phone anyways. Hopefully you can still hear me. If you're someone who just went from, like, 9 to 5 working for someone else, telling you what to do and all that kind of stuff, and now suddenly you're like, well, I need to make my own way. It's a very different world. It's a very big, like, mind shift. So it can be tough to navigate. I know it's taken me a long time to figure out where I'm going, and I was, like, overstimulated, shiny object, like I said earlier. But even if you have an idea, if you have, like, okay, I love making bracelets out of leaves because it's, okay, I don't know. I'm just sitting in the car, I'm looking at trees, and I just try to think of something. But anyways, if you have an idea of something that you love, I love cooking, and it's vegan food always, and I want to deliver it to people. It can still be hard to, like, know the ins and outs and, like, whatever, exactly what to do next and how to market yourself and what marketing is and who to follow, by the way, how to change your attention and your focus and your social feeds to, like, start feeding you the information that you need and want to serve you. Like, it's not easy. So I definitely think I can offer some value to people and help out with their journeys. So I'm gonna go figure out and see what I can do. I'm excited, and I just wanted to share that because this excitement is refreshing and, dare I say, delicious. I'm really looking forward to this. I think that was all I kind of wanted to say. It took me a long time to say that, but here's to documentation, right? Hope you all are having a great day. Thank you so much for listening to Navigating Career Change. I wish you all the best in your career changing or your career continuations. I'm still working on that sign-off phrase. Okay, bye! We'll be right back.